The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael McNamara, Independent TD for Clare, joins me now. You will have seen, or many of you might have seen, a video online that is doing the rounds on different social media platforms of him questioning the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, about asylum seeker numbers and more specifically about deportations carried out on foot of deportation orders. Michael, can you explain exactly what the issue here seems to be?
Well, I suppose the issue is the Dublin 3 regulation, which allows European states to transfer people to have their asylum claim heard in the state that they first entered the European Union in. Every country uses it. Ireland, every country has some difficulties with it, it must be said. Ireland seems to experience particular difficulties with it. In 2023, last year, 188 decisions were made to transfer people. That's cases where in those cases, another country said, yes, that person was in our territory, and we are the ones who have responsibility for processing their claim, and we're the ones who will take them back. Ireland only transferred three of those. Now, seven of those orders were quashed. The remainder, the 178, are unaccounted for. I asked the minister why that was. She didn't really have an answer. But the much bigger problem is we're told the immigration pact, this new migration and asylum pact that was voted on by the European Parliament last week will solve all of our problems. It won't. I mean, it will speed up the application process for applying for asylum. You have applied for instance, there's a body in Ireland that's statutorily independent that deals with it. You have a right of appeal. There's another statutory body that has the right to that determines that. After that, basically, your position in Ireland is precarious, but you have 5 days, which is a very short period of time, to apply to the minister for permission to remain to explain why you shouldn't be removed from the state. The minister makes a decision on that. It's envisaged that it would be speedy. Yeah. There are thousands of people waiting a very long period of time. I don't know how many people, but I know it's thousands, are waiting a long period of time. I don't know how long, but it's not weeks, it's not months, it's years. I've been asking the minister this question for 2 months. She said she didn't have it to hand, but would provide the answer when she had it, and she came to the committee yesterday. She hasn't provided the answer. She came to the committee yesterday without that. Now, that's a consequential figure because we're talking about people whose lives are on hold.
Yeah.
They've come to Ireland. It's been determined they're not fleeing persecution. They're not fleeing war. But they've come to Ireland. They're here. They're getting on with their lives. They're hoping to stay. They're putting down roots, and they really don't know whether they're coming or going. They're in direct provision. We know that there are huge demands on direct provision, and the government is finding it harder and harder to find that.
And Michael, is it your contention that, you know, despite the migration pact that we've signed up to, and despite some talked about reform in this area, we will still have this situation ongoing into the future?
We'll still have this situation ongoing into the future unless and until the Department of Justice is able to process claims speedily. Like, claims need to be processed humanely, they need to be processed fairly. We're talking about human beings here who've not come from, they've been found not to be fleeing persecution, have come here to seek a better life. That doesn't make them bad people. They have a right to have their claim determined, and we as a society, as an economy, need that to be processed quickly so that we don't have all these people in direct provision who don't know whether they're coming or going, who are in a relatively precarious position.
There's kind of crackpots there's crackpots are going to be running against some of them in the upcoming European elections, who kind of think this is all designed by government because they're trying to kind of supplant the native population. And I know you're absolutely not in that category. So, I mean, what's your explanation as to why it takes so long? You know, successive governments, I'm sure, would absolutely agree with you. We need a quicker system. This is not working. But if it were a simple solution, someone might have done it.
I think ineptitude is part of it. It has to be part of it. But I think the much bigger problem is lack of resources. But I mean, we're pumping vast amounts of resources into the Direct Provision Centre to accommodate these people while they await a decision. I just do not understand why we're not putting more resources into the decision-making process. The minister talked about these new timelines, which won't apply, by the way, to the permission to remain thing, part of the decision, because this is after somebody's been found not to be an asylum applicant, but they're still in direct provision. We're putting vast resources into that. I do not understand why we're not putting the resources into decision-making. I'm not saying that it's easy, but there are decisions have to be made and the state has to meet that obligation. The state is the one that makes the laws. The Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, rammed through the bill that this is governed by in less than one day in the Dáil at all stages, said that it was urgent that this be done, that we needed to speed up the process, and here we are 10 years later with a growing backlog in the Department of Justice.
One of the other things we learned over the last kind of day or two, or the last kind of 36 hours as well, is just the sheer number of people claiming asylum in this country who come from north of the border. Yeah. I mean, that really, I mean, I think, listen, maybe you would have been well aware of it and other people within the system. I think lots of people at home listening to this wouldn't have been aware it was so high. I mean, it suggests that a very serious conversation needs to be had with our near neighbours.
It does, and I mean, I don't know the extent to which that's a two-way street. I don't know how many people go from here to the United Kingdom via Northern Ireland to claim asylum. I suspect few, but what I don't know is how many people come in here, claim asylum, and because our system is relatively slow, go back to the UK and await the date that they're going to be given for their interviews and perhaps come back. But I don't know. That might be nobody. It might be a lot. But it certainly is a huge challenge, and that begs the question what this migration pact, which applies to the EU bloc only, is going to apply, is going to achieve, because it is going to be a ceding of sovereignty. It is going to, when we, the Irish people, voted for the Lisbon Treaty, we had an opt-out on justice and home affairs, including immigration matters, so that EU laws didn't apply. Now, we can opt in, but once we opt in, we're in, and we lose that opt-out, so we will not be able to make laws to govern this area anymore, and it's obviously very important that we coordinate our approach and our laws with the United Kingdom, because we have an open border with the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Of course, that's hugely important to Ireland, that every resident of Ireland, north and south, is able to, every lawful resident is able to cross that border unimpeded. It's of paramount importance to our state.
Michael McNamara, Independent TD for Clare candidate in the Ireland South constituency for the upcoming European elections. Michael, thank you for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.